Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we are going to learn how to say grandchild in Chinese. We have Neil Atbrook. Neil is a photographer and a grandfather.
I am indeed, yes. It's good to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you. Right, how many grandchildren do you have?
Well, at the moment, the current count is 4. And we've just acquired an extra one.
Congratulations.
4 so far.
Right, 4 so far. Okay, grandchildren. In Chinese, we say 孙.
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 Yeah, 孙 is the first tone. And then the character, it's the combination between a boy, the son, with continuity.
Oh.
So it means that you continue producing more children.
Right.
So 孙.
Sun.
Yeah, and sun on its own, it just indicates your children's children. To be specific, we have to say, is that the grandson or granddaughter? So if that's a grandson, we say 孙子.
Sun.
Zi.
Zi.
Yeah, 孙子.
孙子.
Yeah, and then zi is the grandson, and the character is the boy character.
Right.
Just like earlier when we say 孙 is a combination between boy and continue and continuity, that's the same character. 孙子.
孙子.
Yeah, and then to describe granddaughter, we say 孙女.
孙女.
女.
女.
Yeah, and 女 means woman.
Right.
So the female grandchild is granddaughter. 孙女.
孙女.
Yeah, 孙女. So 孙子, 孙女, 孙子 is a grandson, 孙女 is the granddaughter. So how many 孙子 do you have?
I've got 3, yeah.
You have 3 孙子,
mm-hmm.
So I guess you have 1 孙女.
I do, yeah.
Okay, and then more on the way?
Not as far as I know, but who knows?
Okay.
We will see.
Okay.
It's certainly keeping me young.
Okay, you're already very young as a young granddad. And then the youngest one, you said a couple months old. How about the oldest one?
He's 4.
4.
And he's just started school. He's nearly 5. He'll be 5 in December.
Mm-hmm. And then did you notice that the way you interact with your 孙子, 孙女, somehow different from the way you interacted with your children when they were younger?
Well, yes, definitely. I think many people say that being a grandparent is wonderful fun. And I think both me and my wife Zoe would agree with that, because you get a chance to re-practice some of your parenting.
And you can compensate what you didn't do or what you did too much.
And many of the things that you wish you had made time for, you never got around to, or you're too busy or whatever it is. And so, yes, there's that side of it. And then also, because you're not responsible all the time, as a grandparent, you do, as they say, you do hand them back. So you look after your grandchildren for a time, but you're not with them all the time. So it is a privilege. You get the best of your grandchildren without some of the sleepless nights and the other things which...
Right, leave the works for the parents and then...
Yeah, it's tough on them, yeah.
You are the entertainment department.
We are, yeah.
Right.
And we're able to give the treats that as parents sometimes you don't.
All right, so you have a lot of benefit being a granddad. You know, in Chinese tradition, they call the children from the daughter's side different from the son's side.
Oh.
In English, it's all the same, right? Assuming you have a daughter, your daughter's children...
Are grandchildren.
Are grandchildren, and your son's children are grandchildren. There's no differentiation unless I tell you specifically which child is that from.
Mm-hmm.
But in Chinese, you can tell the difference. When I say grandchildren, 孙子, 孙女, that could be either side.
Okay.
But in Chinese, they tend to specify which side. So to specify your daughter's children... or a daughter's son, we say 外孙.
外孙.
Yeah, 外 means external.
Okay.
That's a bit unfair. They call the daughter's side, they are external people, because they believe that it's a male-dominant society. So once the daughters are married,
so
they belong to another family.
Okay. I was going to say, why is that distinction made?
Yeah, because they believe that the daughters, they become the husband's property later on. So that's external grandchildren. So 外孙.
外孙.
Yeah. Here, 外孙 could be male, female.
Yeah.
Want to specify, we say 外孙 女.
Why son 女?
Yeah, it's, then 女 is the woman.
Yeah.
So it's a granddaughter from the daughter side.
Okay.
And then to say the grandchildren from the son side, then we say 内孙.
内孙.
内 means internal.
Okay.
Inner. So, so here you see how
still
unfair.
Belonging. Yeah.
Yeah, still belonging. So 内孙, that means grandchildren from my son's part.
Oh, I see. So does that affect how the daughter feels towards her family?
I think people are used to it. And in the modern days, people actually don't have such distinction.
Notice. It's just a way of describing.
That's
it.
Right. Yeah. It's the way of describing. And then some people, they would just skip saying internal, external, because it sounds a bit offensive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then when you say that as a convention, people don't feel.
No.
Yeah.
It just helps to identify where the children are in the family.
That's right. That's right. So they don't really read into the literal meaning.
No.
Oh, no, you mean I'm external yeah. person. No, they don't think that way.
No,
yeah.
But that's how it arose in the first place.
That's right. And yeah. also when my parents' generation, they had 6, 7, 8 children. So mm. it's very useful mm. to have such distinction. Otherwise, with a whole generation of 30-something people.
A lot of grandchildren.
A lot of them. That's mm. it. I think my parents' size, they have not that many. They have 6 altogether.
Okay.
Yeah, but then my generation, we have 20-something cousins. So in this case, knowing how to call them is quite useful.
Yes, yeah.
Right. So tell me the most fun part of your time with your grandchildren.
Actually, there are many different things. So it's difficult to pick out one in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But our youngest grandchild... He's not talking, but he's laughing. And to be honest, one of the most enjoyable things is listening to him chortling. He just loves to smile and to laugh. And my wife and I, we took him out yesterday with us. We went to a coffee shop and he laughed all the way there. And actually, we were making people on passing by laugh as well. And there's something quite infectious about a baby's laugh.
Right, okay. We have a lot of fun talking about 孙子 and the way to say granddaughter, we say 孙女. Thank you so much, Neil, for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, 再见, Neil.
Thank you, bye-bye.